This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The former British ambassador to the United States believed President Donald Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of, in his words, diplomatic vandalism against Trump's predecessor, Barack Obama. That's according to newly leaked diplomatic cables. The Mail on Sunday published Kim Derrick's message back to London days after he resigned and a week after the newspaper published other leaked cables. In earlier memos, the diplomat described the United States leader as inept and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. Derrick resigned on Wednesday, saying his posting in Washington had become untenable with the disclosure of those cables. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents launched nationwide immigration raids on Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. Raids were expected to focus on hundreds of families in nine major cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. In the days leading up to the raids, Democratic lawmakers and others have been informing immigrants of their rights and advising them not to open their doors for ICE unless the agents show a court-ordered warrant. Acting Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli told ABC News that ICE agents are enforcing the laws that Congress passed.
They're loyal, they're compassionate, but they have a job to do, and it's a tough one and made a lot tougher when a lot of people in Congress throw the vitriol at them that they are just for doing their job and enforcing the laws.
Their raids are expected to be well received by supporters of Trump's repeated promises to crack down on migrants illegally in the United States. Opposition Democrats have called the operation inhumane. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry is gradually weakening as it moves across western Louisiana with a maximum sustained winds of 65 kilometers per hour. Barry's primary threat is flooding from heavy rains. This is VOA News.